All right, so welcome back, everybody. For this deep dive, we are going to be tackling something pretty wild, I think. A theory about dreams and reality. Our friends over at the Your Higher Self channel, they sent this to us. They found this concept fascinating, but a little tough to, fully grasp. So they asked if we could break it down, in a way that's clear and engaging for their viewers. So ready to explore some unconventional ideas, you think?
Always up for a good mind bender.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's unpack this. The source material, it uses this really interesting metaphor. Imagine, right, you could dream any dream and you had total control over time within that dream. So we're talking like experiencing a lifetime's worth of adventures in a single night.
Like 8 hours of sleep equals 80 years of dream time.
Exactly.
Can see where this is going.
Yeah, now think about what you would do first with that kind of power. Indulge in all your desires,
Of
right?
course.
Travel,
Relationships.
relationships, whatever your heart desires,
Yeah.
the dream world becomes your playground.
Right.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
I have a feeling you're about to tell me that those desires get old fast.
I was gonna say,
Yeah, eventually.
So after a while, even those amazing experiences
Yeah.
would start to feel, well, a bit ordinary.
Right.
So what happens next in this dream journey?
Yeah, you want more. You crave something more. Maybe something with a bit more of an edge.
You got it. You
Yeah.
start seeking out thrills, adventures,
Okay.
rescuing princesses, exploring uncharted territories, even playing the villain for a change. You push your limits, experience things you wouldn't dare in your waking life.
Sure.
But eventually, even those adventures would become predictable,
Yeah, of
right?
course.
So where do you go from there?
Where do you go? I don't know.
This is where it gets really mind-blowing. You start pushing the boundaries even further.
You might even choose to forget that it's all a dream, just to make the stakes feel real, to experience genuine fear, uncertainty, surprise.
Whoa. That's taking it to a whole other level. Why would you choose to forget it's a dream? Wouldn't that make it less enjoyable?
Well, think about it this way, because, deep down, it's a dream. You're willing to take risks and explore, even the darkest corners of your subconscious. You might even choose to experience pain, loss, just to understand what it feels like.
So you're saying that even within the dream, there's this inherent drive to explore the full range of human experience, even the difficult parts.
Exactly. Now, let's bring in something our friends from your higher self mentioned. They brought up the infinite monkey theorem to help explain where this dream journey eventually leads. Are you familiar with it?
I am. If you give an infinite number of monkeys, typewriters, an infinite time, one of them will eventually write the complete works of Shakespeare.
Right. Now, apply that same logic to our infinite dream possibilities. If we have infinite time and chances to experience everything, wouldn't we eventually dream this very life
It makes you think.
with all of its limitations, challenges, imperfections?
That's a profound thought. So you're saying we might have actually chosen to experience this reality with all its flaws,
That's the theory.
just for the experience itself.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying we're all characters in this cosmic play, and we've chosen these specific roles for the sake of the experience. What do you think?
It definitely makes you question everything.
Right.
If this reality is just one of infinite dream possibilities, it
Yeah.
kind of puts things into perspective.
And it leads us to another concept that your higher self brought up, the concept of Brahman from Hindu philosophy,
Brahman.
the ultimate reality, the source of all creation. But how does that fit into all this? Well, think of Brahman as the ultimate dreamer, the source of all these infinite dream possibilities.
So are you saying that Brahman is dreaming us, just like we dream our own characters and scenarios?
That's one way to interpret it. The idea is that Brahman, this ultimate self, is playing at being finite beings, just like we play at being different characters in our dreams. It's a mind-blowing concept, but stick with me.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
But if Brahman is everything, where do we as individuals fit into this?
That's where things get even more interesting. We'll dive deeper into that in the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore the idea of the self and how it relates to this ultimate reality.
Welcome back to our deep dive into this mind-bending theory of dreams and reality. Last time we left off with this intriguing idea. What if Brahman, this ultimate reality, is dreaming us up just like we dream up characters in our own minds?
It's a wild concept, right?
Ugh.
And it gets even wilder when you start thinking about what it means for us as individuals.
Right.
If we're all part of this cosmic dream,
yeah.
What happens to our sense of self?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? If Brahman is the ultimate dreamer and we're all just expressions of that, where does our individuality come in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, are we just puppets in this cosmic play?
Right.
Or do we have some degree of free will and agency?
Well, the source material suggests that it's a bit of both.
Right.
Think of it like this. Brahman, this ultimate self, is like a vast ocean.
Okay.
And we as individuals are like waves on that ocean.
Okay.
We have our own unique forms and movements.
Right.
But we're ultimately made of the same stuff, the water itself.
Okay. I'm starting to see the analogy.
Yeah.
So we're individual waves,
mm-hmm.
but still part of the same ocean.
Right.
But how does that explain our sense of separation? Why do we feel so distinct from each other?
Right.
And from this ultimate reality?
That's where the game comes in.
Okay.
As our friends at Your Higher Self put it.
Mm.
The theory suggests that we as aspects of Brahman choose to play this game of forgetting our true nature. We choose to experience limitation, duality, and the illusion of separation.
So it's like we're putting on these virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
And immersing ourselves in this world of separation.
Right.
Even though we know deep down it's not real.
Exactly. And the reason we do this, according to the source, is for the sake of experience.
Okay.
We choose to forget our oneness with the universe so that we can rediscover it through our own unique journeys.
All right.
It's like we're setting out on a grand adventure to remember who we truly are.
But why go through all that trouble? If we're already part of this ultimate reality.
Yeah.
Why bother with the whole separation and rediscovery thing?
Well, think about it from the perspective of Brahman, this infinite consciousness.
Okay.
Why would it choose to create all this diversity and complexity? Perhaps it's driven by a desire to experience itself in all its infinite forms.
So it's like an artist exploring different mediums and expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Brahman is the ultimate artist creating this vast tapestry of life.
Right.
And experiencing itself through all of us.
Exactly. It's a beautiful way to think about it.
Yeah.
Just as an artist finds joy in creating a variety of artworks, Brahman might find fulfillment in experiencing itself through the myriad forms of life in the universe.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's like the universe is this giant playground for Brahman to explore its own infinite potential.
Right.
But where does suffering fit into all this? If this is all just a game,
right.
Why do we experience so much pain and hardship?
That's a question that many philosophers and spiritual seekers have pondered for centuries.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no easy answer.
Right.
But the source material suggests that suffering is part of the illusion of separation.
Okay.
It arises from our attachment to the ego.
Right.
To the idea of ourselves as separate individuals.
So the more we identify with our limited selves,
right.
The more we experience suffering.
Exactly. The ego creates this sense of separateness, which leads to fear, attachment, and ultimately suffering.
Right.
But when we start to see through the illusion of separation and recognize our oneness with the universe,
mm-hmm.
suffering begins to lessen.
That's a powerful idea.
Yeah.
It suggests that we have the power to transcend suffering by shifting our perspective and recognizing our true nature.
Right.
But how do we actually do that? How do we wake up from this dream of separation and reconnect with our true selves?
That's a question we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive. We'll delve into the practical implications of this theory and how it can guide us toward a more meaningful and fulfilling existence.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been on quite a journey so far, exploring this idea that life might be a kind of cosmic dream orchestrated by Brahman, this ultimate reality.
It's a heady concept for sure, but we've come a long way. From dreaming up mansions and adventures to realizing we might be characters in a grand cosmic play.
And in the last part, we were talking about how suffering might be tied to this illusion of separation from Brahman.
Mm.
But now I'm really curious. How do we wake up from this dream? How do we reconnect with that sense of oneness?
Well, it's not like flipping a switch, right? Yeah. And suddenly seeing the universe in a whole new light. The source material describes it more as like a gradual process of remembering who we truly are.
So it's about peeling back the layers of the ego, you know?
Exactly.
Those ideas we have about ourselves as separate individuals.
And that can involve a lot of things. Introspection, meditation, connecting with nature, practicing compassion. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of everything. And seeing the divine spark, not just within ourselves, but in everyone and everything around us.
But let's get practical. If we start to see the world through this lens, how does that actually change our day-to-day lives?
Well, for one, it can transform our relationships.
Okay.
Imagine seeing everyone you encounter not as strangers, but as fellow dreamers.
Right.
All part of the same cosmic dance. It cultivates a deeper sense of empathy, understanding.
So instead of getting caught up in differences, we start to see the common thread that connects us all.
Precisely. And it doesn't mean we have to agree with everyone, right?
Yeah.
But it allows us to approach our interactions with more kindness, compassion, recognizing that we're all in this together.
I can see how that could be really powerful,
yeah.
Especially in a world that often feels so divided. What about our work and purpose?
Yeah.
How does this idea of waking up influence how we approach those things?
That's a great question. You know, we often feel this pressure, right, to find our one true calling, our grand purpose in life. But if we embrace this idea of life as a dream, it takes some of that pressure off.
So it's less about finding that one perfect path,
yeah,
and more about simply playing our role in this grand cosmic play.
Exactly, whatever that may be. It's about bringing our unique talents and passions to the world, however they manifest. It could be through our work, our relationships, our creative endeavors, or even just the way we choose to show up in our everyday lives.
That's a really freeing perspective. That makes the whole idea of purpose feel less daunting and more about simply expressing our authentic selves.
Right. It's about finding joy in the process, knowing that even the smallest acts of kindness, creativity, and love contribute to the beauty and unfolding of this cosmic dream.
I'm also thinking about how this perspective might change the way we deal with challenges. Setbacks. It seems like it could offer a lot of comfort, resilience.
Absolutely. When we see difficulties as part of the game, as opportunities for growth and learning, it takes away some of the sting. We can approach them with more curiosity, a willingness to learn from the experience.
So instead of getting bogged down by the idea of failure, we can see it as just another plot twist in this grand narrative.
Exactly. It's all part of the journey. And every experience, whether perceived as positive or negative, ultimately contributes to our evolution as conscious beings.
This has been such an insightful conversation. It's really made me think about the nature of reality in a whole new way.
Me too. And remember, this is just one interpretation, one way of looking at things.
Right.
But I think it offers a beautiful and empowering perspective on life.
Absolutely. And to our friends over at the Your Higher Self channel, we hope this deep dive has shed some light on this mind-bending theory for your viewers. It's certainly given us all a lot to ponder.
It has indeed. And for all of you listening, we encourage you to explore these ideas further, to see where your own deep dive takes you. Who knows? What other wonders and insights await you on your journey of self-discovery?
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep dreaming.